You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Remembering Goshen. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
Remember the good old days? Remember having ice cream on a summer day? Remember the excitements of your first love? Remember the joys of holidays spent with your family? Remember the exhilaration of sports? Remember the simplicity of those good old days? You and I are old enough, however, to know that the good old days weren't all good. There were days of indescribable grief. The death of a loved one ripped out your heart. There were days of anger, of bitterness. Perhaps those feelings settled into a long-standing hatred. Do you remember the days of seemingly insurmountable problems? No, the good old days were not all good. Those times we remember too. Indeed, we must remember them. If you are not remembering the bad times, as painful as that remembrance may be, if you do not remember the bad times, then you are leaving yourself open to despair when new problems come your way. And you are old enough to know that problems always come. That's where the ancient Israelites went wrong. They did not remember Goshen. Goshen was the name of a region in Egypt. When a severe famine made food scarce in Canaan, a man named Jacob and his descendants were led by Providence to move to Egypt. At that time, Egypt, in contrast to Canaan, was a land blessed with abundant stores of food. These descendants of Jacob, known to us as the ancient Israelites, settled in Goshen. They had good times in Goshen. But when their patron in the Egyptian government, a man named Joseph, died, and when a new king took office in Egypt, the good times started to turn bad, and the Israelites were eventually reduced to bitter slavery. So they did what God's people do in bad times. These slaves prayed for help. God moved slowly to answer their prayers, but move he did. Through Moses and Aaron, God brought his people out from their bitter slavery. Apart from God, it would not have happened. But he made it happen. He brought his people out from Goshen. No sooner were they freed, then they faced a new problem. They found themselves between the proverbial rock and hard place, between the devil and the deep blue sea. In fact, they found themselves trapped, the Red Sea on one side and the armies of Pharaoh on the other. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, had reneged on his agreement to let Israel go free, and now was going to drag them by force back into slavery. At this critical time, the Israelites made a mistake. They did the natural thing, the human thing. The natural thing is for us to forget that the supernatural is involved in our lives. So, caught between the Red Sea and the armies of Pharaoh, the Israelites did not remember Goshen. They didn't remember how God had helped them in the bad old days. Well, when you're facing a problem and forget how God helped you in the bad days, you're open to despair. That's what they did. They complained to Moses, "Did you bring us out in the desert to die because there were no graves in Egypt? Look what you've done by bringing us out of Egypt. Didn't we tell you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone. Let us go on serving the Egyptians.' It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Exodus chapter 14, verses 11 and 12. If only they would have remembered how God had sustained them during their slavery. If only they would have remembered that God had heard their cries for help. If only they had put two and two together. Would God have sent the 10 plagues to wear down the resistance of Pharaoh and the Egyptians? Would God, with his mighty hand and outstretched arm, have brought them out of slavery, only to abandon them now? The obvious answer is no. But the natural thing is to despair when you are confronted by great, seemingly insurmountable problems. Don't you and I forget our Goshens? Your struggles and fears are unique to you, and mine are unique to me. When you read through the Bible, you read about almost countless problems that God's redeemed people have encountered through the ages. But the key concept here is that your problems and mine, just like so many troubles that scared people in the Bible, are problems encountered by God's redeemed. That is, God has redeemed you and me. He has brought you and me out of the most basic slavery of all, our bondage to sin. God did not do that by having Moses stretch out his hand and open a way through the Red Sea, as he did when he rescued the Israelites from their predicament. God redeemed us by having his Son Jesus Christ stretch out his arms on the cross, where he suffered for the forgiveness of your sins. Colossians chapter 1 says, "God has rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son, whom he loves. His Son paid the price to free us, which means that our sins are forgiven." When you receive that message of forgiveness with faith, then you are freed from the dominion of sin, freed from that bitter slavery. Through the one who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," you have been brought out from Goshen. Isn't it curious, though, how we like to go back to Goshen? Sometimes we act as if Christ had not come, as if the gospel had not reached into our hearts. So, for example, you may continue to be bitter because someone did you wrong. The one who hurt you might even be a Christian. But when you let that wound fester, when you live in a spirit of unforgiveness, you are keeping yourself in bondage. You are not acting consistently with the message of Jesus Christ, who has forgiven you and says that you should forgive others. It's like choosing to go back to Goshen, choosing to ignore the blessings of the gospel for your daily life. If it isn't an injustice that someone else has inflicted upon you, it often is the wrong that you and I have done to others that keeps us in bondage. We hear the message of forgiveness, but in our heart we keep brooding over the problems that we have caused. Now, I don't mean to imply that it is easy to shake guilty feelings. I know from my own experience that it is not. Feeling guilty is the natural thing for us sinners to do. But I am saying that I have met too many Christians who don't use the good news of Jesus Christ to struggle against this natural inclination to feel guilty. Too many of us don't discipline ourselves to take what we hear on Sundays and apply it over and over again to our recurring feelings of guilt. St. Paul wrote to the Galatians in chapter 5, "Christ has freed us so that we may enjoy the benefits of freedom. Therefore, be firm in this freedom, and don't become slaves again." So, for hope, as you face the inevitable problems that come your way, Please remember this most important break from bondage. Remember what God has done for you in the past. Remember that He who freed the Israelites wasn't about to let them perish at the Red Sea. Remember that He who gave His Son up for you is ready to help you in His own way, whatever problems you face. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says, God, who began this good work in you, will carry it through to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. Many of you are familiar with our television show on Main Street. It's a discussion program in which I talk with people about problems. In a recent program, I interviewed Jorge Valdez. Jorge had been a drug lord in the Medellin cartel. Not just a dealer, a drug lord. He made $2 to $3 million every month. He had it all. And yet, he was a slave to so many forms of sin. Well, to make a long story short, Jesus Christ came with forgiveness into Jorge's heart. He recently earned his PhD in Biblical Studies from Loyola University in Chicago and is an adjunct professor of New Testament Studies at Wheaton College. In his book, Coming Clean, Dr. Valdez tells what it is like for him to remember his Goshen. Shortly after I went to Wheaton, he writes, in one of the first church services I attended, the pastor and several other members of the congregation asked us to pray with them over a baby, whom I guessed to be about 3 months old. I gladly consented, and we gathered around the mother and sick child. The little boy looked malnourished, gaunt, and emaciated, his eyes staring blankly into space. It was then I realized that he was a crack baby, a child born to a mother who had used crack cocaine, a child who might never experience a normal life. I broke down crying, asking God to forgive me. As I looked at that little baby, who had done no harm to anyone on earth, it hit me that he had been born addicted because of the sins of his parents and the sins of Jorge Valdez. I could not help wondering how many other children I had affected this way. I prayed silently, "Oh God, am I going to be reminded of the consequences of my sins for the rest of my life?" And I believe God's answer to that prayer was, "Yes. Although you are forgiven, you will encounter consequences to your former lifestyle. I know that God is good, and His grace is sufficient. Yes, sadly, I will encounter reminders of my past. But thanks to what Jesus has done for me, I know that my past no longer has a hold on me. And I know that despite the darkness of my past, the brightness of my future is in the hands of God." So, whatever problems you are facing in your life, don't despair. Hope. Remember Goshen, the God who freed you from the dominion of sin, the God who has helped you through past problems, is with you now. He will make a way. The Lord hath helped me hitherto by His surpassing favor. His mercies every morn were new. His kindness did not waver. God hitherto hath been my guide, hath pleasures hitherto supplied, and hitherto hath helped me. Help me henceforth, O God of grace, help me on each occasion. Help me in each and every place, help me through Jesus' passion. Help me in life and death, O God, help me through Jesus' dying blood. Help me as Thou hast helped me. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.